Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. We are graced by the presence of Michael Stevens from the Michigan Tech hockey staff and supporting staff. I don't know, whatever you want to call him.
We're going to give you a hand, Michael.
He is video coordinator.
You probably don't get that a whole lot.
Thank you.
Michael is a video coordinator for the Michigan Tech hockey team. He does a wonderful job. I don't want to say a thankless job, but much unseen job. You know, people don't
behind the scenes. Yes.
Behind the scenes, I guess, is up there is a good way to put it. Mike, nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks.
This is not your first drive time, though, is it?
I think I was here last summer.
We did this last about this time last year. We're talking about the same thing.
Yeah,
I probably said the same thing to you. Let's have a little excitement about being Mike Stevens and how cool of a job you have. Okay, don't act like you're down in the dumps about what you do for a living. Come on.
Well, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah,
people are always asking me about MTU hockey, so I can't complain.
Well, yeah, let's talk a little bit about it. I know Wes wanted to chat a little bit about the Frozen Four. What were your thoughts on a wild and crazy championship game?
Yeah, it was insane. I was pretty excited to see a good friend, Corey Restello, get a championship with Providence there, but it was got a feel for Matt O'Connor there on that tying goal, the poor guy. I mean, that's a tough way to lose a game, for sure.
It was a tough way. And you talk about Corey, it looked like he was going to fall over when he jumped on the little coach's pile there behind the bench.
Yeah, Corey was pretty pumped.
With his patented khakis on. And but, no, we are very happy for Corey, of course, former student equipment manager for the Huskies. And, it was a great Frozen Four, great tournament, except that the Huskies didn't go further. But, you were down there, Mike, down at Fargo, and how exciting it was for the Huskies to not only get there, but to play as well as they did, and really deserving to probably win that game.
Oh, for sure. Knowing that we should have came out of that game with a win was obviously very disappointing, but knowing that we could have moved on and watching a team like Providence win gives the program hope that, hey, we could be there next year. We could be there. Could have been there this year. Who knows? I mean, if we beat Mankato in that Final Five game, Providence might not make the tournament. So that's the difference for them, and that's the way their chips fell. And they got fortunate. So good for them.
How about just the way college hockey's gone? It's been amazing. Yale and then Union last year, and now Providence. And maybe it's time for the Huskies to dial one up. It hasn't been a major, BCS level team or elite, recently elite hockey program that's won the last few years, and I think that's probably good for the game of college hockey.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Hockey East and NCHC are probably the two top leagues that people would think the champion's going to come from, and there are four teams in the tournament there, so it's credit to their league and their teams, and they're doing a great job. But I think we were there, and we could have a good shot to make it. So.
Well, it's a strange situation in that how it separates itself from professional sports. You look at the basketball tournament for college. It's one and done. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen, which makes it madness, and that transpires into the hockey tournament too, where you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Minnesota State just having that unbelievable season and get knocked out by the 16th seed, and that happens all the time, and so it's just it is fun, it's disappointing, and the way the Huskies went out, but it was an unbelievable season, and I know they're going to have some kind of a banquet coming up real soon, a chance for the guys to talk a little bit, and I'm going to be interested to see to hear what they have to say coming off a season like that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be when they come back for track A, so once their classes are all done, they get to go home for a week and a half, and then they come back for the month of May and June and get to work out with Tyler Shalast and get stronger and faster, and I think the ice is going in a little bit earlier this year, so they'll be able to work on some skills and do some things out there, and should be a pretty exciting summer.
Video coordinator Mike Stevens is with us for the Michigan Tech hockey team. Mike, usually right after a game, you're clipping and, during the game too, but you're getting everything ready so the coaches can. So when that game was over in Fargo, did you still have to go and clip and get things ready for review, or did you finally get a break and get a chance to sit back a little bit?
I was busy wiping my tears for a little bit there.
But,
I had to swallow my pride and pick up all my gear after the game in front of all the other fellow video coordinators over there, and it was kind of tail between the legs.
Yeah.
Not a too proud moment, so it was, that part kind of sucked, but it was, I mean, obviously towards the end of the year, nothing else to really show the guys to help them improve their game or anything like that, and just a couple unfortunate breaks. And
were you down in the locker room right after the game then? I mean,
I was right down the hall from where the locker room was. That's where I was stationed, so I was pretty somber, and it wasn't too fun, that's for sure.
Yeah.
How about just the season overall, and the fact that you guys came in the locker room after the game with wins 29 times out of, 40 games on the season? I mean, just the way things went, obviously, you got to be pretty happy with, the season overall, and just being around that much winning as the season went on.
Yeah, it was different for sure, and it was definitely fun to be a part of, and it never got old here in whatever wind songs they had playing in the locker room afterward, and it never got old to see smiling faces around, and it was definitely a fun, memorable year for Michigan Tech hockey.